You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Broadway, Broadway, in all of its glory, we all have a memory, we all have a story. Was there an understudy, or did the show stop? Did you see Barbara before she shot to the top? Join us as we revel in a reverie, it's my Broadway memory.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
Every episode of My Broadway Memory begins with a segment we like to call Good News, where we bring on a correspondent to share some good news with our listeners to bring hope during these difficult times. In order to make the podcast experience more consumable for our listeners, we've decided to separate Good News and the Main Event segments into two separate seasons. Season 1 is all of our Good News segments, and Season 2 is all of our Main Event segments. Without further ado, here's this week's Good News. So our Good News guest tonight was seen on Broadway this past season in 3 Broadway shows in 1 season: Aladdin, Wicked, and Company. Catherine Allison is a Broadway and TV performer, content creator, and recording artist. Her long-awaited debut solo album, Something Real, was released in February 2019. Her debut single, Real Love by Mary J. Blige, is now available on all platforms. Starting March 12th, you can catch Miss Allison virtually. Make sure to follow her on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook so you don't miss out on her new live and recorded content.
And she's an Ithaca College graduate, and we were both at school together, and we are so pleased to welcome Catherine Allison.
Hey, what's up?
How are you? How was your week?
It's good. It's going well. You can hear me, right?
Yeah. We can hear you. You're so crisp and clear. That's like a perfect microphone for voice acting. Yeah.
I was living for the good news. I was like, oh, the memories.
As an Aussie.
Yeah.
I know that you have, you know, your debut single, Something Real, but as we're talking, your solo album, Something Real. But as we were talking about Wicked, I was like, Something Real.
Is that my name? Yes, I'm dead.
What I'm dead over is that you recently just posted your Marble pictures.
Let me tell you, people, I sent it to, like, you know, a select group of people when I did my put in, but I have such a, like, I have, what is it called when you're like, I have jitters about posting things before they actually happen. And I was like, I don't know when this will happen again. Right. And it was such an amazing day and an opportunity that I was like, you know what? It's time to post and people to see that, you know, we're out here, we're doing it. And, you know, for some, you know, little girl or boy to see that and be like, yeah, I could do it too. So it was important to me.
Yeah, everybody has to go check out those photos of you on your Instagram. Yes. They're gorgeous.
We'll review it at the end, but what's your Instagram handle that everyone can follow you on?
Catherine D. Allison, and that's it.
Beautiful. Catherine, tell us why you're here tonight.
Okay, so thank you so much for having me on. I'm talking about an organization that's very near and dear to me called the Community League of the Heights, which has basically been servicing the Washington Heights community, predominantly Black and Brown people, for close to 69 years now. It was started in 1952 by a woman by the name of Lucille Bolger, kind of wanting to create a place where kids in the community could have educational opportunities, places to help clean up the community. And it's kind of expanded into this amazing organization that does so many things that I'm sure that we'll talk about. Yeah. But yeah, that's what we're here today. And because I am doing a concert that I did at Joe's Pub last year as an album release. There it is. I did my album release there in April, and they reached out to me if I wanted to be in their Live in the Archives series. And so that will be happening, and we will be raising money for Cloth while the event is going on.
How did you get involved with Cloth?
So when I was in high school, my mother ended up taking a consulting job with them. So she kind of helped them in some areas that they needed advice on. And through that, I started just doing volunteer work for them. I would do temp work. I would fill out essentially, Alan, yay!
Love you, Alan.
Love me. So I'd be doing temp work. I would be doing clerical work, just, you know, filling out forms, making sure everything was in the right order. You know, my mom would take me from my high school after school and bring me to board meetings. And that would kind of be my time to like learn about how an organization like Cloth runs and their effectiveness in the community. And I feel so grateful to be a part of that. And now the fact that I'm on the board of this amazing organization is really full circle for me.
And how are you guys empowering the community through these COVID times?
Yeah. When COVID struck, it was obviously incredibly devastating. We have a food pantry. It's kind of unique in the fact that it's a choice food pantry, so people can schedule a time to come and shop as if they were in a grocery store for their needs. And we kind of had to completely reconfigure that for this time, because usually we would feed about 400 to 500 people a week. And through COVID, starting in March, we started feeding 5,000 people a week. That would grow up to 12,000. Then it would keep growing. And now we've fed about 80,000 people as of July. Which is wild. And I think about over 34,000 children have been fed through this food pantry. So that's one of the ways that we're catering to the community during this time. We're also helping businesses with small business loans applications.
Those are intense.
They're
so intense.
And
they're confusing.
Yes. And especially if you're someone who, you know, English isn't your first language, it's really necessary that you have someone on your team to help you with that process. Especially when COVID happened, a lot of the students who go to school in that area, Cloth also has a high school that they have, don't have internet, or they didn't have a computer. So Cloth was out there trying to get kids set up with internet and a computer.
For remote learning.
Remote learning. These are just essentials that, you know, students really needed to succeed. And accompanying with that, they also have an after school program that kept going, helping students transition into remote learning, having one-on-one sessions for homework, making sure people are getting their assignments in and doing their work, because I can't imagine being a student during this time.
Could you imagine?
I can't imagine at all.
Could you imagine like having our like senior years taken from us, and like, you know, it's just like
it's wild. Crazy. It's absolutely wild. And I think you know, these students are going through a lot to be able to get their degree, and it's amazing that Cloth can be there for them in this way and be so supportive. So, yeah.
So how do you plan on raising money through Joe's Pub Live?
Okay, so we got two sources. We have multiple sources, actually. So we have a GoFundMe page. We're currently trying to raise
$25,000. We'll do it.
We're going to do it.
Yeah,
we'll do it. So we have that, and then we have a direct donate page on Cloth, the website itself. And then I'll also be selling physical copies of my CD, and a portion of those sales will go to Cloth as well. So if you want a physical copy, you can Venmo me, you can go to my website and buy one, and I will send you one in the mail with a cute little note saying thank you. But yeah, so all of that will be posted in the chat when we're doing the live chat for Joe's Pub on YouTube. And then I'm going to host a little party, I should say, like a pre-moment live on my Instagram or Facebook. I'm trying to decide, and just kind of talk about the organization and what they do and see if we can generate some monies from that too.
Like a little warm up.
Correct. A little warm up. A warm up to the show.
Well, we will definitely, you know, we will solicit this. We will make sure that this goes out, you know, on our socials, and you'll get the 25K. No issue.
Oh, we've been so fortunate in the last couple of months to receive money from, you know, multiple groups, but you know, COVID is going to be, this is going to be a while. And so money, a constant flow of money is very important at this time to keep the organization going and doing the things that are impacting people, you know, next door.
Yeah.
You know,
I know that you mentioned it before, but what are your social handles and Cloth's social handles?
Yes. My social handle is Catherine D. Allison. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter, and Cloth's handles are Cloth159 on Instagram and on Twitter. They're also on Facebook at Community League of the Heights.
Amazing.
No, that's incredible. And that brings up a really interesting point. If anyone watching is like, what is the small business loan, you know, process? If anyone anyone watching that wants to email me at michaelkushnerphotography@gmail.com, I would be glad to assist, because I did it back in like end of March, beginning of April, when it had just happened and no one was really, no one really knew about it. So if anyone is still going through that, I will be glad to assist people, because I went through it and it was like, I guess, helpful. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, it's, but there's more to talk about with that. So if anyone needs help with that, if anyone does need aid in that, I will be glad to help. So, thank you for bringing that up, because, you know,
of course I went through it myself. It's a difficult time for everyone. And these applications, they take time to fill out, and you have to be very thorough. And if you miss something, it could be very difficult to get it back. So, yes. So it's great that you're offering that help.
Well, thank you so much, Catherine, for coming on My Broadway Memory.
Thank you for having me.
We love you so much. Thank you so much for being here. Love you, babe.
Love you, bye.
I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.